This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I'm at the show to support Tony.
Yeah.
Braxton, and she finishes the big song, and she...
She's a size zero.
She stops it down, and she says, we're going to try something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And we look under our seats. That she, you know, we just assume that we're supposed to look under our seats. And we all have these paintball guns.
Okay, this is interesting.
And she says, one, two, three.
Blast away.
Yes, blast away.
Wow.
And we all just kind of sat there. There was just a couple minutes of like, no one really wanted to
shoot
do
her.
This.
Yeah.
No, it was, I forgot. They were color coded. And so it alternating seats. Like, I was in a red seat. The next to me is a blue seat.
Yeah.
And so we're supposed to be, like, at war with each other.
Oh,
but
gosh.
We're all sitting so close.
Red and blue, and those are the only two colors?
Only two colors, and they were alternating. So you...
Is that political?
Oh, yeah. That was another.
Man.
She had been doing a lot of that stuff earlier in the show. And so this was actually a logical continuation of a lot of the political stuff.
I don't mean to interrupt, but
about.
I hate this two-party system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke.
It's the that's what the problem is.
One's worse than the other.
That's what the problem is. Here's the thing. When you say that, that's actually that they are the same.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
Hayes.
The same.
Exactly. That's true because they are both slaves to their special interests. And I want someone who's a true independent thinker.
And you can't, they talk about red and blue, but it's actually the same color. Just through a different
prism
glasses.
It's all purple in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said about Tony being a size zero?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I knew I was supposed to account for that.
That
at the time,
babe but. Could hula hoop with a Cheerio, my man.
Hey, now, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet lie back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
What do we want to talk about today? Oh, do the famous game.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a little while, and it's been getting really toasty here in L.A. It's summer months.
I can hear everyone at home when Sean says that, when he says it's been a little while, thinking to themselves, like, oh, I wonder if he's going to say the funny song.
Oh, yes, yes.
Forget
was he going to do the 90s song?
Maybe.
And is that a joke? And the answer is no and
over.
No. Now. It's hot, toasty summer months, and it's August, and that means the sun's beating down, and we all have to find our own ways to keep cool.
Where some to find popsicle?
Yes, some go to the swimming pool for it, but Hayes and I prefer to cool down from the inside out by sticking a popsicle all the way in our mouth. Now, where would I get a cold popsicle? You don't know? Let me tell ya. The freezer, be more specific, Hayes.
What is a teaser? A teaser is, well, now it's all kinds of confused because it used to be a small movie. But now, with movie clips online, it's become like just like any other show.
Yeah. It has, but here's what I will say. It is a small movie that is commercial for movie, and so it's all different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what really sets apart.
That's
and
right.
Graphics as well. So,
and they don't have the pieces don't have to be in order.
So without further ado, you almost get it, and we're going to open up the teaser freezer, and here we go, and... that's the abominable snowman! Pull on my ski cap. Punch. There he goes. Abominable snowman explode. Hey, kids, I'm Frosty. Not anymore. Punch. There he goes too. And turn the scarf, tie it up, and let's get a teaser and let's get back out of here, Hayes.
And remember to put on your ski cap before you punch the abominable snowman.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a good lesson that you did.
Yes, if you ever have to punch a bumble snowman and you don't have your ski cap on, it could get in your hair. So what's the teaser today?
The teaser is We Are Your Friends.
Mm.
I'm excited about this movie. It's about music, which you know is very important to me, and it's actually my language. And it's about culture.
Yum.
And it's about being young.
Yes. I have had some experience with all these things. Music, of course, Circle of Fifths is in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
without it, I would be dead.
Yes. And I know that writer-director Max Joseph, who, if you recall,
yes,
did do Catfish, was finally ready to step into the mainstream and blow all our fucking heads off with some hot beats and shit. Kids these days have different goals, and let's just dig into the trailer right now and hear a little bit of what the youth is talking about.
And now try not to dance. Just kidding. You can't.
Study halls, SATs, liberal arts, student loans, layoffs, bailouts, broken dreams. This is not our future.
Okay, so just right there, I want to stop and talk for a second. SATs, student loans, bailouts, broken dreams. Now, I specifically recall when my generation, and I'm a little older than Mr. Efron, unfortunately, but my generation decided we're going to be mainly about bailouts, broken dreams, and we're going to make ourselves take the SATs.
Can I say it's about time somebody said, enough of all these study halls.
Oh, God.
No more. We're adults.
Well, it's one of those things that's so obvious once you say it. Is
right?
I've been this drone zombie.
Why are we going
marching
to all these,
through study halls?
All these study halls.
And we're
we
getting
should be
rid
doing
of them.
Our jobs.
Yes.
We should be trying to get government on track. We're in study hall?
Please. What are we doing in there? Passing notes?
Because we're scared.
Because
we're scared of the teacher.
Yes, and I'm so sick of us choosing to have broken dreams. I mean, that's really the old way.
Let's have regular dreams.
Okay. Also, this listing thing I don't think has been done in a movie, and I think it's cool.
Things are different for us. You can invent an app, start a blog, sell things online. My friends and I, we promote parties.
Whoa!
I heard about this.
Selling things online?
Selling things online. You can do it now.
They've just opened up an online store.
Yeah.
And you can sell the stuff through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Hayes, do you want to talk about what you've been able to find on there?
You can get replacement computer keys.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you rip your keys out and you try and feed them to the screen because you think the screen wants to eat the keys?
When it's not doing the J,
yes,
you stick it into the screen.
Yes. Well, now you need a new J.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from online. Now the trouble is to get to the store, you have to have memorized which one is which.
Which, where the key is, because obviously if you're having a problem with the J, you're probably also having a problem with the K, the B, the L, the mm-hmm. V,
it
the
turns
N,
out
the F.
Those are there to tell you which one is which, because it does the same
which
letter.
One goes
it does
where.
The same letter every time.
It can be a guessing game to try to get into the store at that point. But when you do, good news, new keys for the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's so great. And it's new for this generation that they can do it that way. And what great way to make money. But that's not what Zach does.
What
do
they do?
Parties.
They promote parties.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Bring your friends. Bring all your friends. If they look like you, bring them all.
But if you're a DJ, all you need is a laptop, some talent, and one track.
That's true.
That track is your ticket to everything.
That guy right there?
See that handsome man right there?
He's DJing.
I'm DJing.
Just a side room, though.
Can you play Drunk in Love?
Absolutely not.
Yes, I hate Beyonce.
Yeah, she's an easy target right
got
now.
Got her. Got yes, her. Can you play Drunk in Love? What a piece of shit. He shut her down.
Yeah, everyone hates her, and she's a good thing to go after.
It's not a
trailer.
Good song, and so it's like people want to hear that. It's like, no way. You want to hear the one track that the hot new DJ has done, and every DJ out there had a laptop and one track.
Can I say, I like this movie. Even though this is not normally my music, I don't think computer is an instrument.
I didn't understand how it was. I'll agree with that.
It's just typing fast.
Okay, that was one way that I used to look at it too. And I think that just one thing this teaser has done for me is really educated me about collecting sounds and the way the world sounds and finding your own sound. And I think, Hayes, if you bear with me, you're going to come around to a new way
of thinking. Well, I'll just tell you where I'm coming from right now. Instrument is drum.
No argument here.
What's the one with the...
devil sticks?
Yes. Where you bang the devil sticks on the railroad. On the thing that looks like a tiny railroad.
Okay, yep.
What?
Okay, I see. Yes, that's xylophone, man. So...
I just read about this guy, right, who invented Instagram. He sold it for $400 million. Man, he was 26 years old. You guys want to make real money? You want to live and die in the valley?
We gotta get out of here.
For people who don't live in LA, the valley is where you can't have money.
I didn't hear what my headphone cord popped out. Can you keep this playing, but... tell me about what happened in the part that I missed.
So
what are you saying?
They found out that Instagram got sold for a figure much lower than what you thought it got sold for.
Oh, that's great. I heard about that.
To get the crowd out of their heads and into their bodies.
This I love.
Start them off at about 125 beats per minute. Once you've locked onto their heart rate, you start bringing them up song by song. 128 beats per minute. That's the magic number.
3 beats per minute higher than where he started. And this is why I love this, Hayes. And maybe you'll understand how this is an instrument now. It's just using science to make music better. Mm-hmm. And finally, they explain the science that amateur DJs like me have been trying to explain to people forever, which is you get inside the people's ribs and you make their heart move.
You lock in on their heart rate.
You lock in and then you... pull it up. Don't go too fast because you can actually explode someone from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if I'd be, I don't know if there's a court in the world that would convict me if they know I was just trying to actually have them fucking party dance their ass off.
Well, it seems like you could manipulate the jury's heart rate in that case.
If they let me bring my laptop, and my one track, then I would actually be able to juice the jury all the way up to be like bopping, agreeing with me. Yes. And then if one of them didn't
agree,
poosh.
Well, that's what you could do is you can make them all nod at once.
Or if there's damning testimony, I bring the heart rate down to like 4 and I just make them all fall asleep. Because that's basically lower than a coma. What else is happening in this movie?
You really know how to work a crowd.
Play me something.
I'm just going to skip ahead.
He started with the shitty part of his song. That's funny.
Whenever you guys are ready to start making some real loot, you need to holler at me.
Okay, this guy is a guy who was in some movies. He was in Grudge Match. And he has a suit on. He's going to make him work at a real job. Oh, wait. I want to hear her say that again. Sorry.
Cole, are we ever going to be better than this?
James thinks you're really talented.
James thinks he's really talented. That's important to know. So, okay. Irada is now making him sit on a couch and she's dancing in front of him.
Scratch. Find new ones.
Okay. He's starting to hear the sounds in the world. Now, Hayes, this is what I was talking about. So he hears a zipper and he's recording it with his phone. And he hears the nail gun and that's the kind of beat that you can use to bring somebody up to 128 beats per minute heart rate. So now is that an instrument? The world is his instrument because of technology and science, Hayes.
That can be music?
That's what I'm telling you. You're going to have to use something other than a drum.
Wait. So anything can be music?
Hayes, think about this. Okay, so you know a drum sound, right?
Yeah.
It only sound one way, just thukud. But what if it could do one of these? And I'm just inventing this now.
And that's...
Is that fucking awesome?
That's you smashing your foot into your hand? That's music?
Yeah, that's just me dropping my foot on my hand as hard as I can.
And so smashing a microphone into the table, that's music?
Yes.
And we're allowed to do that in the studio?
If you, yes, as long as you're recording the sound of it, then you're basically halfway to your one track.
That's the best song I ever heard.
That's right. Find your sound, the screen said.
It doesn't work like that. We're not going to be millionaires. It is not going to happen.
I disagree with that character.
What happened to loyalty?
What, I'm not loyal now?
He is loyal, you can tell.
Everybody is responsible for themselves. You got that?
One of their friends died. I think they're throwing grave dirt on the top of a coal.
If you have a dream, and it's made of everything that's made you... Hardship, friendship, so much love.
So important. So important. Yes, we all have dreams, sure. And if you'll remember at the beginning of the movie, they talked about having broken dreams. That's not this generation. This generation is going to have dreams. And the way you do that is make sure they're made up of everything that's made you.
I hate when people's dreams are made up of other stuff that's not even theirs.
Oh, please. It's What's it made up of? Something you read in some tabloid?
Other people's smashed up dreams and just like... cans they found.
And you can tell when somebody tells you their dreams and it's not really theirs and it's from some tabloid or can. Mm-hmm. You can tell, can't you, Hayes?
Yes, it's fake.
It's so fake. So, but this, so it's made up of what made up of him. And for that character, it's hardship. I've seen that because there's a whole bunch where his pool has no water in it in the trailer and he's trying to get it in there. Friendship, I know that because he's definitely loyal, even if his friend thinks he's not, mm-hmm. and he is going to be a millionaire. Fuck you, that guy. And then so much love. Not just, you could say love there, sure. Try that. Friendship, hardship, love. Am I going to see this movie? Not really.
It sounds regular.
Now get it ready for the teaser. Friendship, hardship, so much love. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That made me think about kissing.
Yes. And I think that's important. I think he kissed Emrata in this, and she's really dancing.
That's your ticket to everything.
He's jumping in the pool. It's got water now.
This is my future.
This is going to be the best night of your life.
What's up? I'm Cole Carter.
Oh, you find out his name.
Yes, it's a bit of a spoiler alert, we should say, that you do find out his name is Cole Carter, which I think you're trying to find out the whole movie.
Wow, very excited for the movie. I learned a lot about music, which turns out, even what I thought it was. And the movie seems to me like the logical next step for the guy who was filming some of Catfish, except for the parts where he was on screen as well.
Talking about how, like, can we believe what, this is crazy.
Yes, which means that there must have been another person there.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, for that guy to write and have directed this, and who better than the Catfish Man to understand that no more bailouts,
he's the Catfish Man's friend.
So many, generation after generation has chosen bailouts to be their defining characteristic.
Taking the SATs over and over.
Not anymore. No more bailouts because we are going to sell things online. Well, I have so much love for this trailer and this upcoming movie. And ZF, you've done it again. And let's get ready. And Julie Klausner's in the studio. And don't you forget it.
Yes, coming right up is on this show. It's the same show with a guest. Julie Klausner, the difficult person on Hollywood Handbook.
She's difficult.
So I'm doing the shoot with David LaChapelle, and he's got me in a Jessica Rabbit costume from Spencer's. It was in the bag, but he gave it to me. It's like the bodysuit
yes.
with the you know, the boom boom and the boom in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having to be laid back in this pose. And I'm like, why? What is this for? Because he hasn't really told me what it's for.
Mm.
And he says it's for mud flaps.
Oh, that's David.
And I don't realize until I'm like driving later and I see on this guy, on this like big truck.
An 18-wheeler, yeah.
Yes. That, there I
is
am.
Is it a Peterbilt?
Yes, it was a Peterbilt. Mm-hmm. That's me on the flap. I recognize myself. It's my nose.
Well, I'll say this.
Why did they need, my questions are, why did they need a picture? Why didn't someone just draw? It seems like something that just could have been drawn.
You want them to just guess at your proportions?
And why didn't they use a woman's body instead of like doing me up?
Okay, well, okay. Here's why they didn't just draw it.
Because
they don't want to just guess at your proportions.
Okay.
Here's why they didn't use a woman. The dress had woman parts built into it.
That's right.
If you put that on a woman, that's double.
It makes a woman.
Too much. So.
Oh, that's right.
So that's the genius of David. And he always does leave you scratching your head. And you are asking questions when you leave those shoots. And then later when you see a mud flap, which has your image on it, or a
silhouette
jar of turtle wax, which looks like yours truly in a turtle costume, you understand, oh, David's working on a completely different level than us, yeah, visually. Please, let's welcome our guest.
Hey, welcome back to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call Sam. Oh.
He was.
And I was throwing to you, Sam,
for the word.
For the button.
And that was generous.
I'm sorry, man.
And
no, you were going to do it.
It's showbiz.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say.
Do you want to do it again?
Well, what up, what up? No, don't have time to do it again.
Julie Klausner is here.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So, welcome. So, you're a difficult person.
Okay.
Tell me.
It's great to be here.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
That's not difficult. That's nice.
What are you okay?
I'm just getting situated.
Hayes needs to keep his feet elevated because he's had some drainage issues.
What? My blood, Julie, my blood.
I'm listening.
It's supposed to say close to my brain.
Up near the top.
It actually has to almost all be up there.
Otherwise, what? You faint?
Otherwise,
faint at best.
Are you getting foot blood to your head when you put your legs up like that?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do medicine?
Yeah. Well, I have the same problem.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I get like very cold, like literally cold feet, and when I scratch mosquito bites near my ankles,
yes,
it take a really long time to heal.
Oh, baby, do I ever know what you're talking about?
Because doctor.
And
say
that
you don't get as much blood down there to heal it. But that doesn't actually make sense because of gravity.
Yeah, well.
But I believe it.
I think the doctor, though, usually is right. And in the case of Hayes, there's too much blood on the feet.
Yes.
Okay. So he's actually, in some ways, an upside down man.
Yes, but isn't it fun to sleep like Batman?
Yes, and that is fun, and it's
upside down.
Don't you have to do that too? I would assume that you would have to do that as well, like Batman.
I do have an inversion table, but it's mostly for entertaining guests on Passover.
Specific tradition. Tradition, and the four questions.
Yeah,
have the youngest to ask the question.
Look at you!
Oh, to be that young again—that it was me. Now,
do you have fond memories of Seders?
Don't sit Seder if you sit Seder with this guy.
Even like if I said like Sam Seder.
Rest in peace. He gets very jealous of.
Yeah, he seemed to be sarcastic.
Whoever
about.
Is asking the young question, I just can't anymore. I have to leave the room.
Is it okay? You're upset you didn't get to be a young Jew?
I don't know what I'm mad about, but I know I don't feel good.
He likes the new
satyrs. I need to take a lap.
He sort of needs to be the youngest, so no babies allowed. And your last one was Henry Kissinger.
Satyr? Your last satyr was Henry Kissinger?
My last satyr was
Henry
me,
Kissinger, Carl
Hank
Reiner.
K. Yes.
He's a C.
Hmm?
Carl Reiner. Carl's with a C.
Hank, yes, Kissinger with a K. In your face. So, Hank K, Carl Reins,
mm-hmm.
the Rhinestone Carl boy, I call him. And then,
Cloris.
Cloris Leachman. Mm-hmm. So, and that was a good satyr.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
And you were the youngest.
By a good margin.
But you still seem sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was what happened after.
What happened after?
I got beat up. By like a roller skate guy.
So someone who wasn't there? Were you just walking to your car?
He was sort of passing by.
I went to get the
going
mail.
Downhill. And
like Gregory Hines and the Muppets Take Manhattan?
I'm not going to make us. I don't want to say yes because.
Okay, I know why. It's okay.
Yes, just I don't want to seem like I'm
I get
going
it.
Like,
I get
yeah,
it.
It's one of those guys.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
Because
right,
I
right.
actually like those guys in a lot of instances. But so it's not about that aspect of him, his similarities to Gregory Hines. It was a roller skate man who happened to be like Gregory Hines.
In Muppets Take Manhattan.
Who was in Muppets Take Manhattan, who
yep.
was
in motion.
Cruising on those roller skates and really had a lot of momentum.
Did he fall on you or did he beat you up? I'm confused.
He beat me up, yes. No, he did not fall.
Imagine the
I did the falling.
Fastest going punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he came down the hill with his punch arm extended?
Are you familiar with the Peregrine Falcon? Well, it's the fastest bird on the planet. They've designed some
jets. Oh, the bird!
Based on
oh,
it.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were talking about like a Netflix series.
No,
okay.
So the peregrine falcon.
Yes, I know what a peregrine falcon
does
is.
Not snatch its prey. Rather, it goes so fast with its little tiny talons balled up into fists that it knocks the prey unconscious, then comes back and eats its bones. This is essentially, I believe, what the roller skate man was planning on doing to me. One flying punch to knock me out, and were it not for Henry Kissinger, I believe he would have feasted on my bones later that day. So, no, it wasn't
Henry
the
Kissinger.
Best satyr, post-satyr experience I've had.
Henry Kissinger creating a human speed bump
mm-hmm.
to subdue him.
Yes.
That was his form of pacifism at the time. He would lie mm-hmm. down horizontally.
Mm-hmm. Passivism.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
Yeah.
He's trying that on for size. Passover-fism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in there.
Now, Julie, you said Netflix before. Should you even be saying
yes,
Netflix?
Exactly. I feel like I'm blushing as red as their envelopes.
They're going to take back a little of that Hulu Mulu, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I saw it on Facebook.
Funny enough,
it started playing automatically.
They do have checks that say Hulu Mulu on the
oh, wow.
letterhead.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What about Facebook?
That's what I saw it on.
So what? My show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It started.
Good.
It started playing automatically.
I'm sorry, that's annoying.
But all my friends were sharing it, so I'm going down the feed, scrolling as fast as I can, and I'm seeing it in sort of like a flip book.
That's that how you saw the first episode?
Is that, in
your
real
friends,
time.
Is
wait,
that what
on.
You had in mind?
Hold on.
All of my friends.
I just need to understand this. They posted screenshots?
No. They posted the whole episode as
they
a Facebook
it.
Video.
And because it started every time you saw it, it would start at later points, so you saw the whole thing?
No, I just saw the first second like 900 times.
Like a flip book.
I feel like the point of that story is that you have 900 friends.
Yes. That's a secret point. All stories have a secret point, though, don't they?
Yes, that's an important thing to remember.
I've never heard that expression.
A secret point?
Yes.
Yes, every story has a secret point, and a lot of movies are not about what you thought.
Mm.
Speaking of having a secret point,
yes.
The one I want to expose is we want to say goodbye to John.
Well, we don't want to say goodbye, at least I don't. I want to say a hearty Jean voyage. And that's...
We had to say goodbye to Jon Stewart this week. Last week? It was recently.
By the time this comes out, just say last August.
It still hurts.
And we've spoken in the
maybe
past.
Maybe say August before. I don't know exactly when this is coming out.
No, we don't. This one's for the shelf, I think, at least temporarily. But it was not that long ago that we spoke a bit about John and how much he did for comedy and where he would get goofy and then get mad. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, really changed the way that we talk about some of the issues.
And having
you know
a
what's
mad
like
camera.
Fucked up is like a lot of us got our news from him.
Well, but what if news we think is real is that joke? News.
Some of the guys saying I'm real news.
Tonight, the news.
Right.
Biggest joke even more? Is it, though?
And huger. Because truly.
Well, that's what changed when John was doing.
Changed.
Daily Show.
Upside down.
I'm reminded of the Trojan horse, whose antics we'll all recall. He danced into the city of Troy, pretending to be an entertainment horse, and said, oh, I'm a funny horse. Mm-hmm. But inside was the real parts. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what The Daily Show did. Oh, I'm joking about the news, but here's some truth. Whereas the real news is all jokes. So it's kind of that same approach. And that's how John won the war on comedy and information.
You had a relationship with him.
I got my start on The Daily Show.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was hired as a correspondent.
When was this?
September 12th, 2001, I started.
Oh, wow.
And
such temperate weather.
And if you remember, I'm sure we all remember on September 11th, the thing I remember most about September 11th was John Stewart talking about how he used to be able to see the Twin Towers from his apartment, and then now they're gone. So
yeah, he said good riddance to bad rubbish.
His view improved.
And he said, but now I can see the Statue of Liberty.
It is. Sad.
And that's even better.
It's making me sad, though.
And then he cried, like, really cried, like, sobbed for the rest of the, at the time the Daily Show was an hour.
Mm-hmm. And Mo Rocca had to come out. He said, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's okay because he didn't know at the time what had happened.
Anyway, I was brought in.
He also
in.
Didn't know how short a spell he was going to do on the show, Mo Rocca.
Yes,
and he
someone
he tried,
told him about
he tried blotting
the big fire.
John's tears with his bow tie, but they wouldn't absorb because there were more and more of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, cut to the next day. I start my new job as a correspondent.
Yeah,
and John Stewart is still crying. He's at the, I don't remember what we had in 2001 besides K-Cups, but he was at like the K-Cup station.
Yes.
Sobbing. And I said, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Stewart. Thank you for hiring me. And he looked up and he blinked a little. And then the smallest smile came out. And it was like, I saw the Statue of Liberty on his face.
Yeah.
So, in other words, I got him to stop crying.
And it was better than the Twin Towers of Tears.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And that's how I got my start in comedy.
Yes. So, you decided to start doing comedy after being hired on The Daily Show.
Yeah. Once I was there for 6 months or so, you know, it was a different, it was a political climate. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like the Twin Towers are gone. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a lot of talking about it.
What did we have in 2001 besides K-Cups?
Yeah, what were we doing?
What did we have?
I think we had, like, those vending machines that would you just press a button, like, how you wanted your coffee, and then they would kind of just give you the cup would fall out of the machine and then fill it up. No?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We definitely had a lot of coffee stuff back then.
Yeah, I knew I was drinking coffee, but I can't picture out of what or how it got made. in a pre-K cup world, what was I doing? Now, Julie, I see you've taken off your earrings. Are you preparing to fight?
I'm always. I know it's something.
No, it's okay.
Do. No, here's
it's
the thing.
Okay if you notice
the table, it has a lot of people's names on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these people are enemies? Do you think?
With one another?
No.
That's our
with you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
100%.
Oh wow.
So when I come to Earwolf, I'm always ready for a fight.
Do you know what the table is?
Mm.
It's our, have you seen the movie The To-Do List?
Is this the table from The To-Do List?
It's our to-do list.
That's interesting because the only name I see crossed out is Brian Husky.
Mm-hmm.
The To-Do List.
And that honestly is a stretch to even cross that out.
It looks pretty
cool. We gave him a hug.
I mean, you can still see it's his name. But.
I gave him a hug where he was facing away from me.
Yeah, it was a sneaky hug, and I consider that good as gold for me. But the to-do list brought back 90s period comedies set mm-hmm. at pools. And Staten Island Summer, I think, is
stay,
giving a generous
baby.
Tip of the hat.
You've been talking about Staten Island Summer a lot, and I think, well, I know you're a Jost fan.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Montreal Jost for laughs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's the Jost with the most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you think that that's why you like it?
Just because of Jost?
Mm, just because of Jost.
I think I would like it even if he was replaced with, and I'll just pick someone off the to-do list, Nick Gligor? Is that right? Well, that can't be who I pick.
Julie, I just noticed that your name is on here. I hope that's not uncomfortable.
It is a little awkward. It's like
uncomfortable for you.
It's kind of like
it's honestly because I think, and I am with someone now, but I think that we would just be sexually compatible because of the blood arrangement.
With our feet?
That you yes. both need to do it upside down.
Well, mm-hmm. we would be...
Zach Knighton.
You know what would be nice is that, like, there wouldn't be, like, this is my side of the bed, this is your side of the bed, because mm-hmm. we'd both be sleeping upside
you'd
down.
Both be hanging yes. from a door frame, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a door frame, because that would imply that it was, like, suicide, right?
Oh, no. Well, you're hanging upside down by your feet.
Yeah, but that's like you have like a thing built into the ceiling.
And
I feel
you
like if you're
get,
hanging from a door frame, that's suicide.
And I think you know this because you can't have door frames per se because you need to be able to slide. You're hanging along the rails and you need to be able to slide along rails into the next room.
That's where doing rails comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I've been using that wrong.
How have you been using it?
Well, now I don't want to say I'm embarrassed.
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
Humping a train. I use it for if you're humping a train, you're doing rails.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense the way you're saying it, that it makes more sense if you just are upside down by your feet and you have to slide.
Looking,
yeah, it's like a track. It's like a track.
And you're holding the remote control in your hand. Looking back on it, a lot of stuff you have said makes more sense about, like, what'd you do? You said, like, I did so many rails over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
Yeah, I busted a bunch of fat rails. Is frequently what you'll hear me say about, like, yeah, my weekend or my vacation. And Hayes knows that I don't have that apparatus in my house, so he must
yes,
have been confused.
So it was confused.
And thank you for politely ignoring that comment.
Should we talk about
music?
I love music.
Go. Hayes, you were going to introduce
I love all kinds of music.
Great. That's so great for us. Julie, musicals, the theater. Now, I know you know your way around that stuff because I have seen you be a difficult person, and that's my New York. New York, Broadway, the Great White Way, and being difficult. Is that something that we all relate to? Mm-hmm. And Hayes and I haven't seen a musical, but we've got the rights to one.
Mm-hmm.
We don't love it.
Wait, you've never seen a musical?
I don't love it. Can't watch
really?
It.
Really?
No.
That's so interesting.
Well, it's so unrealistic. People bursting into song suddenly to tell their story. That's it's not, like, why don't they just say it? That doesn't happen.
That's not how me and my friends interact.
But like,
sorry.
But superhero movies are unrealistic.
No, because if I had superpowers, I would really do that. But if I could sing, which I actually have a nice voice, I wouldn't do it in order to tell people
a
thing.
Do you have a nice voice?
Oh, we've heard me do it on the show before, and I've really nailed it. I was busting out some Phantom Planet a few weeks ago, and I think
people loved
it.
Okay, so you like more like punk music.
The
like
hardest,
Phantom
the
Planet.
Hardest core punk.
Right. I'm into hard punk shredding.
Living Color.
I'll make sense of it for you. The only musical I would even consider is American Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You consider seeing?
Yes, I would consider seeing that.
Because of Green Day.
Because of the roots that Green Day share with me. Now, we have the rights to one of these jukebox musicals everyone's doing. Can you explain that audience for us?
Of a jukebox musical?
What a jukebox musical is. How the jukebox musical
the
is.
The jukebox audience. Musical is... A catalog of songs by one artist.
Exactly.
That two people usually attach the songs together with a flimsy story.
Give us an example of an artist that maybe did that.
Good Vibrations. There was a Beach Boys musical. There was a musical that Twyla Tharp made where she used Billy Joel songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Movin' Out.
Way better than that. We have... a lot of the B-sides of the Dave Matthews Band.
Not some of the played out shit.
No, none of that crap you've heard a billion times. What would you say? Ants Marching.
Crash.
All that stuff we said. You've heard that too much. But something like Typical Situation... now, we've got our mitts on that, and that's the kind of song that we think could really get stuck in your being if it just has the right story attached to it.
And we have to do a jukebox musical of it. It's not an option.
We don't have the rights just at large. We have paid for a certain amount of time that we can do a jukebox musical with this, and we paid a tidy sum.
Mm-hmm. And we can't not do it.
Oh, it wasn't like the material was like call it. Because you know when they say artists, you should only do an artist when you can't do anything else. It's not like that. It's like you literally paid. Who did you pay? The publisher?
Who was that?
Britt?
Huh?
You gave money to Britt?
You know the ATV guy? The guy who went upside down of ATV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one who kept thanking Jesus?
So he was very... willing to collaborate with us, that he was a good business partner, but now we're dealing with his his estate, and they've been much more
significantly less chill.
Yes, because that's what happened. I don't know when he went upside down on that ATV, he passed away.
Oh, he's dead.
Yes.
Well, usually people don't talk about people's estates unless they're dead.
He's with he's out there. He's up there with Boyd Tinsley now. The electric fiddle player.
Thank you.
Now, we've got some of the stuff that Dave sang on for Bela Fleck and the Flecktones for that album Left of Cool.
Oh,
we've got Typical Situation.
I love the bass. You know, if you're a real bass head like me, you're going to love Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, and you're going to love Primus.
Yes, if you love famous banjo player Bela Fleck, you're going to love...
That car rattle. I like when the change in my car goes... That's my sound, baby.
So we've got some of his outsider stuff, and we wonder if you could help us weave together a story.
Yeah.
We've been kind of banging our heads against the wall story-wise of how do we make this make sense.
Okay. So you're maybe breaking story, but you need to unbreak story.
Jules, however you need to wrap your head around this.
Do people ever call you Jukes?
No.
Julie, like the Jew from Julie and the K from the beginning of your name?
Jukebox Julie?
It's very hard for me to hear you say Jew in that way because you've got rugged Aryan features.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say Jew And I know you're talking about Julie.
Right.
But there's just...
Jukebox Jules.
There's like a... You're chomping on the word. Like, you're like... When you eat chocolate, you know how it gets mushy, and that's when it tastes the best, is when you open your mouth and it looks disgusting. That's when chocolate tastes the best.
Oh, you don't have to tell us about chocolate.
Mushy chocolate?
So it's like when you say Jew, you're into it.
Julie, I can't keep it in the house.
It's like
you're telling me about chocolate? I can't keep it in the house.
It's like my candy.
Have you ever taken a bite out of a chocolate bar and then poured Windex on the rest of it?
So that I knew, because I know I could trust myself not to eat poison.
And then eat
that. And then I'm desperately washing it.
But you use, like, warm water. So by the time you only have, like, a sliver left, like when you have a sliver of soap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so good.
That's the best part of the chocolate.
And then you burp bubbles.
So
you burp these big bubbles.
So, are you familiar with some of these songs and the lyrics?
Do you No, I'm not. I think I only know Drive.
What does typical situation make you drive? What's that?
Crash.
Okay, you know that one? We don't have that one. But it's pretty good. Now,
they should have called that song Drive.
We got Jimmy Thang. We got Best of What's Around.
Okay, well, let's just start with, what is it, Jimmy Thang.
Let's talk.
Thang?
We don't have an option for what the order is. Typical situation
has to come first, and it starts with a countdown, which I think could be cool, because like we're counting down to the show.
Okay.
And Hayes, are you about to play it?
Sam, can I have the sound, please?
Well, typical situation is not a bad opening number, because it can describe the status quo of like a town.
Ten fingers counting. I think it starts like that, right? Ten fingers counting. Nine planets. Eight ball something.
That was 15 seconds.
Keep going.
I'm not supposed to.
Why? Are you going to get charged?
Yeah. Even though we have the rights to this, it's not.
Yes, we don't have the rights to play it on this.
We have to do it in 15-second increments in the show, well, why don't, too.
Okay.
Single spotlight.
I'm listening.
A little kid in like his school pants.
Mm-hmm.
Seven oceans.
On stage. An Indian comes out. Second spotlight for like a...
An Indian?
Yeah. Like a...
Native American?
Yes. Yes.
I can do that.
Yeah, he can't.
Huh?
Nothing.
So let's stop it, because that's definitely over 15, but he was about to go, everybody's happy, everybody's free. So
you have a pretty voice.
I know, I'm crushing it. So
So what's your question?
Countdown is pretty cool. Yeah. We have the Indian, we know we like that.
But and the boy in his school band.
What's the story?
He's Davey. The boy's Davey.
Okay, well, it seems to me like the first song in a musical establishes the status quo. This is how things are, and like the opening number and like Beauty and the Beast, where she's running around town and, oh, look at my life, and this is how things are, and it's okay. It's good.
Oh,
things are fine.
Oh, yeah. Books, look at my life.
Old man, look at my life.
No, she's singing to the books.
Yes.
Oh, books. I don't think she sings to the books.
Oh, books, look at my life.
Marry me, books.
Take me to the chapel, books.
Have you guys seen Beauty and the Beast?
Okay, well, now you're kind of catching us in a little bit of a fib. We said we'd never seen a musical, but we have, without the sound, watched Beauty and the Beast.
He's talking about the silent John Renoir movie.
You never got to enjoy the vocal performance of Jerry Orbach as Lumiere, the candlestick man, or Jessica Lansbury as the Angela Pot.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yes.
The pot of tea.
Yes. Angela's mom, Jessica.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. She, I think, is past the age when she should have been playing that role.
Which role? Teapot or the detective?
Well, the teapot.
Right.
Because I thought that would actually be a better role for Angela, who's like... Whatever, like 70 years old.
You know what? Mm. I could be mistaken. That actually probably was Angela.
That was Angela.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I like it. what? Because one thing he's saying in typical situations is he says, you know, it's a typical situation for these typical times. And then he goes, too many choices.
Yes.
So, okay. like, this boy has too many choices.
Right, because he's a little
boy. I can become this Native American man.
Typical
Or I could become, like, a motorcycle man of some kind, like our friend Sam here.
In a typical town.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the
books?
Guys, I'm gonna keep challenging you to ask what your question is.
Well, can you make the story for some of these? Hayes, can you pull up another song by him, maybe?
Before we pull up another song, let's talk about
the second one.
Who this boy is.
There's one called like number 42 or something,
I think.
These
guys are not
Jimmy Thing.
Jimmy Thang, we can definitely try.
Is the boy's name Jimmy?
No, the boy's name Davey.
Jesus.
That's Dave. He grows up to be Dave.
Matthews?
Yes, but you don't see that.
Okay.
You see, at the end of the show, a guitar. We're trying to figure out the effects of this.
Okay.
A guitar builds itself in his hands.
Uh-huh.
And it all comes out of different parts of his body.
Yeah.
Like as if the first guitar came from his body. So he's like pulling guitar parts out of his like mouth and his hiney and like all these different
Is he a steampunk man? Or are the parts
that's the question, isn't it?
Is the guitar organic? Or is the guitar electric?
Steampunk we couldn't do because metal is very hard to move. So we have this device we like where he's got a cold the whole show and he keeps attaching empty tissue boxes to himself when he's used up the last tissue.
Just like you do when you have a cold.
So he's sort of steampunk but made out of like Kleenex boxes.
And you think the tissue boxes are empty but they actually have guitar
They're
parts.
They're filled with guitar pieces
and
string.
Have you considered painting the tissue boxes silver so they look kind of cool robot-like?
We have considered and silver or metallic paint is very toxic and the fumes are very bad and we can't
And if
get
you try to blow your nose
with
the tissue.
Yeah.
Now suddenly that paint is on your nose.
Yes. And so you're painted
like
a tin
man. Well,
he
doesn't need to actually put it. I mean, he could act like he's sneezing, right? That's what actors do.
Not the one we've got.
Okay, so you seem pretty committed to the tissue box idea, and it doesn't seem like you're even asking me a question. You're
what
just sort
we're
of telling
saying
me.
Is we've got
you're
this
just sort of
device.
Telling me what you came up with, and it's almost like you're looking for approval, not even notes.
Maybe if I told you some names of some Dave Matthews albums, you'd like that. Busted Stuff, The Lily White Sessions. Something about Grugrux?
Yes, totally.
That the title
something in the Grugrux clan?
Yes.
Is Grugrux gibberish?
No. It's like his friend or something.
His friend is Grugrux.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that an interesting character? Is that an offensive thing to name the Native American guy?
Oh, I didn't know it was the Native American guy.
Well, now it could be.
Could it be?
But is that a name?
We're doing voodoo as well.
You got excited, and it's important to notice when you're excited by an idea.
Because we have this nameless character
who
should have a name that's kind of fucked up in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this stupid name.
Well, yeah. I mean, one and one make two.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? What are you making me listen to now? What is this?
I'm not making you do anything. You get the opportunity.
You want
to
go? Oh, wait, sorry. You want to go? Go.
There's the door.
Do you want me to go?
No, we want help with our musical.
It doesn't seem like you
do. Now, this thing's called Jimmy Thing. Now, maybe it could be called Julie Thing, and you're
now
in.
Now I'm listening.
You know, if it works out.
Wow. Really? Now I'm listening.
I think he's about to say, and I don't know, and I think he's about to say, what I want is what I've not got.
And so we're trying
I mean, have you ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to put a story together. I think he said he takes a taste of white pepper.
I don't know.
That was hard to hear, but I did hear that he was on his knees at one point, and it seemed kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So maybe you're finding a way into this story.
Yeah.
What?
Because we're calling it Julie Thang now.
Oh, I didn't know you had decided on that.
You've definitely felt like what you've won is what you've not got.
I think everybody has, which is why the theme is universal, but you're being specific now.
And what you need is all around you. So now you've got that way in. Do you know Davey?
Well, how old is Davey at this point?
He's a little kid, and so that's why the sexual thing, and like him being on his knees, it seems like he's.
I'm anxious.
I don't want to say that you're getting
him being on his knees and munching. That he's chow. Yes.
Oh,
you said munching.
That's what you said. You said munching. I did not say munching.
You said you wanted, which we said he was a little kid. You said you wanted him to be on his knees.
No, I said that was.
You did think that might be extreme for this show.
I was uncomfortable. With
hey, I love punk rock. Busting down the walls and the moral, preconceptions.
You don't think I love punk rock?
But this has got to be commercial, too. Only because we invested so much money.
Okay.
So we'll do the little kid chowing. We're doing that on the next one. For sure.
Okay.
I mean, me and my boys, a lot of my boys, we call 69 the Happy Meal. And so you know that I totally get what you're getting at, and I totally can speak that language.
We're adults.
Me and a lot of my boys.
If we want to call 69 the Happy
we're
Meal.
We're all adults here.
We're adults.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a hand in poker, Ace King, that they call Big Slick.
Why?
But then me and my boys sometimes call 6'9" Big Lick.
Oh, boy.
So you know that my boys can totally understand what you're getting at, but this needs to be more commercial, Julie.
Okay, I'm sorry if I pushed the limits.
Yeah. Now, if you want to do something with the Native American guy, yes. Grugrux, he's older.
You want to watch Grugrux chow down on...
Grugrux is his sister. Grugrux, he's old. Like, he's very old.
But he's got one of those flavor savers.
In the story of the musical, as it stands, Grugrux is 275 years old.
Now, he wants to die. That's kind of his arc.
And does he sing a song about wanting to die while he's, like, chowing down? Like, into a woman's lap?
See, now, Crash Into Me would have actually worked really well in this situation.
That would have been good.
Can you make a call to your guy and maybe negotiate about getting that in the package?
Did we get that Don't Drink the Water one?
Because that would be a good end of
we
act.
We have a tiny bit of that.
End of act one.
Let me see what part of it we have.
We have a piece from the middle, right?
Yeah, it's the exact middle. I hope they talk about Don't Drink the Water in this part. Oh, God, I hope so bad.
Uh-oh.
It's the guitar solo.
And there might be some Zydeco in there
like
as well.
Sounds like some mandolin and a lot of plucking of strings.
This is actually not the worst.
I don't think there are enough strong female characters in this piece.
This right here is not the worst soundtrack for getting munched on.
Now, I don't think there's enough strong female characters, but female characters are the only ones getting off.
Okay. Okay.
We got just a hint of vocal in there, and I think that's enough.
Right. Okay. Maybe that's after he she finished, I guess.
She's finished, and then you just get a little hint of vocal.
Uh-huh.
And
because now he's free to sing.
Mm-hmm. And Grugrux, and then he can launch right into, you know, whatever the next tune is.
Uh-huh.
Well, now he can ascend. The curse is broken.
What's the curse?
He had unfinished business on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And this, the circle is complete.
Okay.
So to speak.
And do you have a pitch for the ship he gets back in?
It would be funny if it were like something from pop culture.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what we have first.
Okay.
And go ahead. It kind of has to be this.
A bunch of Dunkin' Donuts cups.
Okay. How are they connected in some like wreath, or how are they formed a vessel?
Right, well, now they're loose.
Okay, that doesn't. All right.
There's tape over the label, so yeah, we could potentially use that tape to fuse them.
I don't think he should go back to his home planet on a bunch of cups.
He's a ghost.
It'll be fun. It'd be fun.
He's not an alien.
What if he went on a funny
kind of ship,
like an Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile?
Okay, now that is funny. I wonder if I have one on my keychain. I wonder, oh God, how would this work? Would I hold it up really close to everyone in the audience's eyes to make it look big?
No, put it close to the lens. Oh shit, it's a musical.
See, and then we've run into this problem.
Okay. Yeah, it's a funny idea.
Our background, of course, is film. Put it in front of a fire and then it looks big on the wall, the shadow.
Oh, like the Native Americans used to do.
Yes, story.
It's Grugrux's fire.
That's funny. The big weenie.
Big weenie.
I like it.
It seems to me like you guys have a lot of backstory, but I don't know what the actual story is.
Oh, I thought that's exactly what we were asking you for at the very beginning of this.
Every time I pitch something, you shot it down.
We have elements.
We have yes, some restrictions.
Yes.
Okay, well, can you just tell me how does the first act end and how does the musical end?
Like, this thing needs more acts than one?
I mean, traditionally, you have a two-act structure.
Oh,
okay, well, then where does
jukebox.
It end? Where does it end? Like, does the little boy grow up to be Dave Matthews and start a band?
Yes, he brings all of the different guitar parts out of his body and he invents the first guitar.
And then, yes.
And uses then, it to start a band?
Well, we can't show that.
Why?
Because we don't have the rights to the idea of a band.
You painted yourself into a corner.
What I want is what I've not got.
Can you sing like that? Is that legal if you do, like, you know, I won't say an impression, but an interpretation?
As long
of
as
his...
I'm singing from the stuff we have licensed to. If I were to do the part from Ants Marching where he goes, cut, 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 that's illegal. Uh-huh. And we have to edit that out. Uh-huh. And so now it's going to sound like I'm doing it again, but Sam, that part we do need to cut, cut. So that is just that. You
no
know,
other way to say it.
No, guys, that's how you say it.
Do you guys like the squirrel nut zippers?
Oh,
that'd be interesting.
Do you remember
when
it was this really, they had like a cool girl who dressed in like clothes that she found at a dump, and mm-hmm. she'd be like,
he's finding it, I think.
He's like, my guy.
Now, is it legal for you to sing like that?
He's like, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Birds.
This is the song you want the guy to do the munching to?
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. Hayes.
You didn't say that?
No, that just happened in college. Oh, my God.
Doesn't feel
it was
exactly
Southern
right.
Culture on the Skids and Squirrel Nut Zippers.
This band is so money, baby.
It was so great before 9/11 when we loved swing.
Yes.
Because what we didn't really talk about
the gap
is that when the towers fell, so did swing.
Remember when Brian Setzer tried to bring it back and then it didn't work and then he just cooled his fucking heels for like a decade and a half and then just a big Cheshire Cat grin swept across his face as Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah.
And Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yes. Yeah.
And the Cherry Poppin' Daddy.
And he let them pave the road for him.
And then he just went, told ya. And I remember distinctly he turned to me and he just said, told ya.
Like the moon in that movie where the moon gets his eye whacked out by a telescope or a spaceship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian Setzer seemed like a real like string puller, like a Robert Evans of the swing generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember also when the Mighty Mighty Bosstones were the house band for Jimmy Kimmel's, it was called the Kimmel Project.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it was like a raspy voice was really comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Kimmel Project.
Yeah.
Listen to me for an hour and a half.
It was so edgy. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that was when ska was punk and everything was punk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the ska puns and I like pho as well. You guys, what a great musical I feel like we've made together. And we really just need one more thing from it. Am I right, Hayes?
The pro version?
Just the pro version. So for the pro version, we're going to name a character in the musical after you. And Julie's going to tell you which Dave Matthews song plays when your character gets introduced.
Wait, well, do you want to talk about the show? How do we watch the show?
What show?
Where your show?
Difficult People.
Yes,
on Hulu.
We want you to get that Hulu.
Which computer?
Any computer.
Which one has the show on it?
I'm going to talk to Sean. Do you have a computer?
Oh, well.
It's my computer, baby. He's got one.
I'm sharing with Hayes. I do have one.
He uses mine.
My little cousin Sam also will let me sometimes share his tablet.
Okay.
It's a Surface.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you go to Hulu.com, I'm sure. Do you know how to? You could do that?
Hayes.
The screen doesn't want to eat those keys anymore. It says it's full.
I'm sure you guys will.
Now, just so I'm clear on what it is this a streaming service that I can pay for, but I still get to watch the ads? Is that possible? Because I know I pay for Netflix, which I love, but there's no ads.
Well, there's, right.
And Amazon's the same way. And it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. Well, the great thing about Netflix is that it has every season of Peaky Blinders and nothing else. Mm-hmm. But the great thing is there's so many seasons of Peaky Blinders and all these British shows that shows you didn't even know were based on.
Mm, right, yes.
So, I mean, it's a trade-off.
Well, that's nice, and I do like that, and I do, but I get so mad that I don't get to see commercials. So if I'm going
to
pay for a subscription, not only the option,
Let
but I want
this.
You to insist that I watch
I'm gonna
the commercial.
I'm going to address this, okay? As of now, you can watch my show free. You will have to sit through ads, okay? Mm-hmm.
But can I pay, Julie? And if I pay, does that mean I lose the ads?
Give the people what they want, Julie.
You can pay. And I would also say, yes, you'll have your precious ads, but here's the thing.
Can I have both the long ad at the beginning and the ads in the middle part? Why do I have to choose?
To me.
I wanted to say on behalf of my patrons, my Medicis, is when you buy the thing, then you can have access to all the episodes. And if you don't buy the thing, then it's just the current episode, I think. And then one day there'll be a paid option where there's no ads, but that's not today.
Mm. Okay, well.
And that's another musical.
So, bye.
Wait, we forgot to. No, we forgot to give the pro version. No, wait, stop. Sam, don't do it. Mike Bonetti gets a pro version. And his character, I guess, wants to bone Eddie Izzard.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and what was Julie going
to
do?
Tell which Dave Matthews song is he introducing that character to.
The Cat and the Fiddle.
That doesn't seem right.
No, that's not right.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf's dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.